Exclusive. Guatemalan president's brother. Globalist leftist witch hunt against us, very similar to Mueller's Trump probe. By Robert Krajicek on August 26, 2019. A political persecution of Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales and his family resembles the Robert Mueller-led operation against President Donald Trump, determined Sammy Morales, the brother of Guatemala's president. Sammy Morales and Jose Morales, brother and son of Jimmy Morales, were arrested in 2017 on suspicion of fraud. Charges of money laundering were later dropped. Both Sammy and his nephew were acquitted of corruption charges last week. "This case against my nephew and me was, I think, only a political persecution," said Morales in an interview with Breitbart News Washington political editor Matt Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. "It had the clear objective of coercing the president, from the beginning of his term. It's very similar to what's happening to President Trump, or what happened to him. Listen." Morales continued, "In our case, it was in 2016 that we heard the name of my nephew on the news. We did come in front of the ministry and presiding judge that was directing the investigation, and we did it voluntarily. My name was not even part of the investigation in any moment. It was me who came to them and said, 'Listen, boys, you are talking some invoice, and there isn't one invoice. There are three of them, and two of them are mine. Here, you have them, and if there is a problem, please tell us what we have to do. If we have to pay something or to do something.'" Guatemalan authorities coordinated with news media outlets to damage the Morales family's reputation with images and video of Sammy and Jose Morales being arrested by a special tactical police unit, similar to CNN's coordination with the Department of Justice and FBI in the arrest of Roger Stone. "4 months later, we were in jail with all of this big show that everybody saw all over the world, with pictures and well-armed police officers taking us from our home to the court," recalled Morales. "It was a show and a political persecution to coerce the president." Morales stated, "All these police officers with big guns and everything came to my house and brought me to court in the middle of an army of reporters. It was unnecessary. It was a big show. They needed to try to affect the reputation of the president and his family." Coordination between the news media and Guatemalan authorities was part of a propaganda effort to damage Jimmy Morales and his family, assessed Sammy Morales. "It was all over the world, in newspapers and everywhere. And 4 months before that big show, we came and appeared before the public ministry and the presiding judge voluntarily to cooperate with whatever they needed," said Morales. The International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, CICIG, a United Nations subsidiary billing itself as an organization combating corruption in Guatemala, claims to be investigating allegations of corruption on the part of Jimmy Morales and his family. CICIG is connected with international leftists and coordinated with people that are backed by people like George Soros, explained Boyle. "It's proven that they're connected to international left people and left-wing organizations," concurred Morales. Morales spent over 20 years as a television and film producer, graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in telecommunications from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Master's degree in Government and Public Management from Galileo University in Guatemala, and was awarded a Fulbright scholarship from 1991 to 1993. Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.